Give me the word. Make it plain and clear to me. Give me the word. It's a light that I might see. Give me the word.
Give me the word, an outreach of Restoration Church. Visit us online at restorechurch.ca. Now let's join Jeff Edwards as he brings us a word of encouragement, hope, and restoration for today.
Thank you for tuning in to Give Me the Word. This is Jeff Edwards, and Give Me the Word is brought to you to establish you in faith, to settle you, to put you beyond doubt, and bring you into a favorable position. You know, last week we began talking about stress, and we'd like to thank those of you that have responded already. Matter of fact, you know, on October the 2nd, this is for all of our ladies listening right now. You know, every year, the last several years, we've done a wonderful WOW conference, Women of Worth. And we've had women from all kinds of different churches and across the North that have come. And we're so thankful about that because I believe that there's a real opportunity right now for our ladies to come together in Northern Ontario. And specifically right here, we want to make available to you, no matter where you go to church, no matter where you go to church, or if you don't go to church, we want to make available to you this Bible study that my wife May is going to be starting October the 2nd in just a short time, October the 2nd. It's entitled, let me welcome my lovely wife and then I'll tell her, let her tell you what the Bible study is entitled. Good morning, May.
Good morning, sweetie. Thank you so much. I'm really excited about this Bible study. It's called The Emotionally Healthy Woman. And you know, we want to grow. We want to be as healthy as we can in every aspect. But you know, our emotions are a key part of us that we need to be healthy and sound. And you know, as I shared on the last program that, you know, we're not quitters as Christians. We stand, we press in, we trust God. That's just not our DNA. We are not quitters. However, in this Bible study, it talks about things we need to quit that are unhealthy for our lives. And I think every one of us can identify somewhere within this and grow, have a breakthrough, and just be well-balanced in our lives. For example, you know, we have to quit being afraid of what other people think. That can be paralyzing. That can really block our growth and even God's plan for our lives. We need to quit lying. We need to quit dying to the wrong things. And we need to quit denying our feelings, our anger, our sadness, our fear. You know, emotions aren't a bad thing. They have something to tell us. They don't control us, but suppressing them is not healthy. We need to quit blaming. We need to quit over-functioning. And I can certainly relate to that as a single mom and working full-time and taking courses and being there for everyone. And it's just learning healthy boundaries. We need to quit finding fault and thinking in that way. And we need to quit living someone else's life. We need to be who God's created us and designed us to be. And, you know, He has a destiny for our lives. And so if you're listening right now and something there has just struck a chord with you or resonated with you, I encourage you to come join us. We're starting at Valley View Road, 1621 Valley View Road. It's Restoration Church. And it's October the 2nd, Tuesday night, to November 20th, we start at 7 p.m. Come on out, bring some friends. I believe it's a time for learning, for revelation, for breakthrough, for what God has for your life.
You know, our heart, and I'm right in this with Pastor May here, I'm right in this when it comes to the women's ministry in Northern Ontario, about seeing our women be of faith be able to come together to really get the breakthroughs and to lead others into the breakthroughs they need. That's why we're taking the time to do this for you. Yes, we're talking about stress busters, but one of the great aspects of learning how to deal with life is dealing with the emotional aspects. And May and my's heart on this is that you would come out wherever you go to church. If you don't go to church, starting October the 2nd. Now, it's a Bible study. It's 8 weeks long. May will be conducting it and leading it. There's a workbook and a book, and it's $30 for the two that you can get. We'll order it for you, or you can get it online yourself. But call the church office at 705-588-7600. 705-588-7600. 7600, or you can go online to restorechurch.ca and register today for this Bible study so we can get the books in your hands. This is open to all of our women, no matter what your age. You know, if one of the things she said has struck a chord in your life, then it's so important. And if I'm looking at this right here, May, and can I tell you one of the biggest ones that I see that people are trapped in, and you'll never live a life of faith to the fullest or accomplish what God has for you to accomplish if you struggle with this. You're afraid of what others think. See, that's the very first one they're going to deal with in the Bible study. Stop being afraid of what others think. You say, that's easy. No, it's not. It only happens when you have a confidence in who you are in Christ. It only happens when you're able to stand there and deal with your emotions from a scriptural basis. And this is for you. We love you. And I invite you to this Bible study. And I encourage you, bring a friend. It's a great Bible study to bring, what I like to say, it's a soft entry point for people that are seeking Jesus, because it's all dealt with from a realm of faith. So perhaps you have a friend that isn't a Christian. There's a lot of people that listen to KFM that have not yet received Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Well, you know, we're going to talk about that in a minute, because that's the first place you begin with eliminating stress in your life, is get born again. But it's a great entry point. So we're going to encourage you once more. It begins?
It begins on Tuesday night, October the 2nd, and it goes till November the 20th at 7 o'clock each evening.
Call the church office or go online to restorechurch.ca. And let me put it to you this way. There is room for you. There's room for you. Don't think I'm talking to somebody else. You go, you talking to me? I'm talking to you. There's room for you. Point that finger right at yourself and say, he's talking to me. Now, go ahead and take the step of faith and see your life move in a direction that'll just bless you. Now, we're going to continue this week talking about stress busters. You know, we're coming from a position of faith. You know, scientific studies prove out the fact that when people are people of faith, it does something to them. Why? Because it gives them a core value of something to move that they can have confidence in, that they can look to for strength, that they have the ability to overcome. And for us, of course, that's Jesus Christ. He is the author and the finisher of our faith. And as we look in the different parts of the word, I'm going to begin today with the scripture that we all, well, not all of us, because not everybody reads the Bible. May, would you ask them to read their Bible?
Please read your Bible. You'll never be the same. You know that the answer to anything you'd ever struggle with, whether it's relationship, work, finances, anything, illness, sickness, depression, oppression, you name it, that's the answer in the Bible. That's the blueprint for our lives.
Now, if you're driving, I want you to keep both eyes open. But if you have the ability to, I want you to just close your eyes for a brief moment. And I want you to imagine that Jesus himself is in the room with you. That Jesus himself is going to speak this to you because he loves you. Because he wants the best for your life. Because he has all the wisdom and all the answers that are needed, because he is the one that has compassion, he is the one that has pursued you, that Jesus himself is present right now in all of his glory, in all of his love. And this is him speaking to you. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. Let not your heart be troubled. I've written a book entitled Turning Trouble into Triumph. Gladly, we'll put it in your hand. You come to church, we'll give you a copy of it. And it's about turning trouble in your life. God is a God of restoration. God is a God that moves into our lives. And he says, let not your heart be troubled. Because as you said last week, there's something about the heart. The heart is the seat of who we are. The Bible says, for out of the heart proceed the issues or the forces of life. And the Bible says in Proverbs 23:7, right there about.
It says clearly, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he.
May, you're very passionate about the material and the research that you're doing on the mind and on the brain, because, you know, Christian, listen to me. If you're not a Christian, listen to me, because here's the reality. Anybody that's successful in life will tell you successful people think different than other people. So the first thing we're after is to change the way you think. If you want to manage stress and get to the point to where stress, both good stress and bad stress, doesn't control your life, then you're going to have to control your thinking. And we want to help you with that. And we can point you in the direction with the right tools. But may take the next few minutes and just talk to them about that passion about changing their thought life.
Absolutely. You know, our thought life is key when we deal with stress. And Romans 12:2, in God's word, it says that we need to renew our minds. Well, what does that really mean? Well, you know, it means that what we think affects our physical bodies. And research has indicated that 75 to 98% of mental and physical illness comes from our thought life. Now, that's huge. And research has also indicated science is catching up to scripture, that when we are stressed, it affects us at a cellular level and our DNA level. It actually alters the architecture of our brain in a toxic way. So, you know, when we are told fear not, stress not, not to allow bitterness and anger, to be within us, there's a reason for that. It's like poison flooding in. And so it's important that we renew our mind with God's word and the truth. You know, science shows that with one toxic thought, 1,400 chemicals are released that are toxic. But on the other hand, a positive thought has also a cascade of hormones and chemicals that are good for us and keep us healthy. You know, and in my research, I was just reading that 98% of people going to the hospital or the doctor's office with ailments, and you know what the root of it is? Stress. And so it's important that we know how to not go down a toxic path, because when we do, with that poor quality of thinking and decisions, I mentioned unforgiveness, bitterness, irritation, and so on, you know what it does? It puts the brain into a protective mode, and that then tells the brain there's stress. And that toxic stress then manifests in our body and causes illness. So it's important to know this. We don't camp here. We're not trying to be negative, but we need to know what stress is and how it affects our body so we can find out what God says, and we can renew our minds, and we can give our cares to Him, and we can live a toxic stress-free life.
You know, it's all about the immune system. Can I say it that way? When you listen to those words as you were saying it, May, what the Holy Spirit just spoke to me is it's our immune system. We spend a lot of our time building up our immune system. We'll put vitamins in. We'll quit doing things that we need to quit doing. You know, some people have totally eliminated toxic cleaners and everything in their house, and this is all good, because what it does is they know what's around them impacts the quality of their life. And so we want you to have a quality of life that is exceeding abundantly above all that you could ask or think. And your thought life, if you're going to receive the benefits, I often joke and say it this way. You know, I get upset every quarter at General Motors. And you say, well, Pastor Jeff, why do you get upset at General Motors every quarter? Because they don't send me a dividend check. You know, they send dividend checks to everybody else, but I don't get one. But the only issue is I don't have any stock in the company. You know, many people, they want the benefit of things, but they're not willing to invest what's necessary to get the benefit. Right now, if you want to live in a place where you've got, you know what good stress is and how to deal with and manage bad stress, then we want you to take the investment and put it in yourself and in your thought life. Because if you don't change your thought life, nothing's going to change in your life. Matter of fact, you know, the statistics show that a lot of people that win lotteries, because their thought lives haven't changed, that they end up poor and broke and sometimes in a much worse state than they were to begin with. And I want you to understand that we can give you the answers right from God's word. God can give you the answer. But if you don't walk the answer out, if you don't obey it, It's like the old story I heard the preacher talk about, the guy walking through the desert, that says it this way. And he says, oh, if I just had water, I would live. And there's a bottle of water sitting right there. Oh, if I just had water, I'd live. And that bottle of water is sitting there. And he says, oh, if I just have water, I'd live. And he drops dead because he never opened the bottle of water. Well, folks, the river of living water is flowing to you right now. You can live a life exceeding abundantly above all you could ask or think. You can have everything the Bible says that you can have. You can walk in new health, new relationships. You can walk in such an incredible life if you'll change the way you think. And this is what's powerful about this. This is just one building block to living and dealing with stress.
You know, actually, when you were just sharing, a thought came to mind. And, you know, as a parent, as an educator, my goal was to have disciplined children, you know, well-behaved and so on and polite. And you know what brought to mind? That sometimes we have an undisciplined mind, one that's filled with continuous stream of thoughts and worries and fears and perhaps distorted perceptions. And, you know, all of that triggers a very degenerative process in our mind and body. And the scripture that comes to mind is in 2 Corinthians 10:5, and it says, bring all thoughts into captivity to Christ Jesus. Now, that's powerful. You might be thinking, yeah, but you don't understand what I'm going through. You don't understand all the pressures from all sides that are just pressing me down. You know, I may not know every experience, but I do know that God is faithful. I do know that if you cry out to Him, He will answer you. He will comfort you. If you shift your thinking, if you even take a baby step to renew your mind. Sometimes, you know, we get fiery darts where negative things start coming to our mind. Then when you recognize it, stop it. Start praising God. Or last week, Pastor Jeff said, start laughing. Let joy flow. It's very difficult to be stressed out and joyful and laugh and praise God at the same time. It really is practical and it really does work. And we're just so thankful that we have such a loving God, that He gives us the truth, that we can go to His word and we can say, okay, Lord, help me with this. I want to try this. I don't know exactly how to do it, but help me with this.
You know, I have a question for you on something right here. You say, well, I've heard this before. This is not new to me. Well, let me ask you a question. Do you have any stress in your life? Do you have any guilt in your life? Do you have any arenas of your life that perhaps could be better? Well, then maybe there's a little bit of room for improvement or revisiting some things that you think you know. You know, I love what Coach John Wooten, the most winningest basketball coach ever, he said it this way: it's what you learn after you think you know it that makes the difference. It's the basics that makes the difference. You know, every year I go through certain things. I go through the renewing of the mind teaching. I go through spirit, soul, and body. I go through all kinds of different fundamental teaching so that I can have a new and fresh perspective. And I'm saying to you right now that the issues in your life, you can live above them and not be controlled by them if you'll just begin to think differently. That's what this whole message and series on dealing with the stress and managing the stress and getting to the point of trusting and believing God. You cannot get away from the renewed mind. You cannot get away from the fact we're either going to believe God's word or we're not. And when you look at life, you know, life has a way of coming at you pretty hard at times. And, you know, May, you've experienced it. I mean, we've experienced it in the ministry. We've experienced it as individuals. We've experienced it together. We've watched our children go through some very difficult seasons in their life. But, you know, the bedrock of things is our confidence and our trust is in all things work together for good to them that love God. Our bedrock is that we know that we are to cast the care onto Him. Our solid foundation is that with faith in God, this is the victory that overcometh every situation. And the Bible tells us to take every thought. That means that evil thought. That means that thought of lack, that thought of sickness, that thought of guilt. Take it right now and bring it subject to Christ. That's why this Bible study, and once again, ladies, I encourage you, no matter where you go to church or, you know, if you don't go to church or perhaps you're just listening right now, that this Bible study that's beginning October the 2nd is available for you. Get a hold of the church office. As we said, go online to restorechurch.ca so we can get the materials ordered for you. The books are $30 for the workbook and the other book. And you know what? That's not much of an investment in your life, $30. You know, we want you to be able to live a life that is more than you could possibly imagine. Now, May, when we look at the next few minutes we have, we're talking about stress. What are some of the key things that you can see of that, either in how to recognize stress or in how to deal with stress, that you really like?
Absolutely. As you were speaking, I was just thinking, you know, often when we talk about and say, cast your care onto the Lord, and you may not feel like it. So I just wanted to share something about feelings. With every thought, there is an emotion. It's like they're paired together. And so I'll give you an example. You know, not that we live in the past, but math, for example, was not an area of comfort when I went to high school. I had to work really hard to do well in math. So if I start focusing just in my imagination that I'm stepping into a math exam, I can start exhibiting sweating palms, a tightening in my chest. It's just an illustration to show you how a thought and an emotion are connected. And so when we are in a stressful situation, many think, well, I don't feel peace right now. I don't feel. It's not about feeling. It's about trusting God. That's what I've learned. I may not feel like it. I may not see an answer with something that's stressing me. But when I just give it to the Lord, try and take my thoughts captive, even go to the Word, read something out loud, declare it. I may not feel it. That does not diminish the power of a spoken word of God. And so I have found that to be very helpful in trusting, just declaring. I mean, there have been times when I'm going, Lord, I don't even feel like I'm believing what I'm saying. So help me. Help me with my unbelief, Lord. Help me. And He does. He comes alongside. He answers. He opens doors. And He always does it in such a new, fresh way. And so I found that trusting Him, no matter what, praying specifically to Him and just pouring out my heart, you know, just in a way that you would talk to a trusted friend. You know, some people, I don't know how to pray. I don't know what to say. You know, and if you have something heavy on your heart and you need to agree in prayer, I encourage you to call KFM's prayer line. It's a toll-free number, 866-772-9379. 866-772-9379. You can share what's on your heart and someone will agree with you in prayer, share scripture with you. And you know, today could be a day that you're set free from something. That stress will leave and it won't be encompassed in your mind and your body, and you will have a new freedom to walk in today.
You know, one thing that's very important to us is to put practical tools in the hands of people so that you can live this life and get the victory that we're talking about. And we have 10 reminders to help believers quiet their noisy, stressed souls. And it's from an article from answersingenesis.org. We'll be glad to get that to you if you'd like to request it on how to quiet down your stressful soul. You know, in today's world, it says in 2 Timothy that the days that we live in would be perilous and difficult and hard to live in times. That means there's a lot of stress and there's a lot of pressure. Well, Jesus said in John 14, be of good cheer. You believe in God, believe also in me. You know, when we talk about stress busters, we use the terminology, who are you going to call?
Jesus.
You're going to call Jesus. She's my cheerleader. You know, sometimes you just need a cheerleader, and we want to be your cheerleader. Would you help allow us to be your cheerleader? You know, if you don't have a church home and you live in the greater Sudbury area, come join us Sunday mornings at 10:30, 1621 Valley View Road, right here every Sunday, so that we can speak into your life the next few weeks on stress busters. And then for the ladies, once again, for the ladies, on Tuesday, October the 2nd, starting, is the Bible study entitled, here we go, listen very carefully, The Emotionally Healthy Woman. And the things that you're going to learn there, and the one main one that jumped out at me today when we began today, is quit being afraid of what others think. You know, that's the first lesson I learned in ministry, is that you have to get beyond what other people think of you and be concerned about what God thinks of you. And so the Bible study begins October the 2nd. You can go online, register at restorechurch.ca. There's no fee for the Bible study. There's $30 for the books. You know, if you don't have the book, still come. I mean, it's so important that you get there. And it doesn't matter what church you go to. Mate, you know, you've got about a minute and a half here. So, you know, talk to all the ladies that have come out and been part of the WOW meetings and encourage and invite them to come along and bring a friend.
Yes, we've had Women of Worth. We call it WOW Ministry. We've done one major conference in March over the last couple of years. We've met wonderful ladies from all throughout Northern Ontario. Of course, our community, Greater Sudbury as well. And it's been so exciting because God has been present and moving. Lives have been touched. People have been healed. People have given their heart to Jesus. And so I invite any and all of you and a friend to come to the Emotionally Healthy Woman. We want to grow. We want to become better. We want to become more like Christ. And if we're emotionally healthy, that's a good way, because our emotional health and our spiritual health are connected. Anyone, any age can come. I look forward to meeting you, greeting you. And we have a wonderful group of ladies that have already signed up. I think we have about 20 or more, and we have room for you. And, you know, I'm excited to see what God has for you. For you, perhaps something you've been struggling with, perhaps something you want to know more about, something that you're believing a breakthrough for. Well, when we're emotionally healthy, we're well on the way. So I invite you to come and believing what God will do in your life.
Now I want you to do something for yourself. I want you to say, Pastor Jeff has just been speaking, and Pastor May have just been speaking to me. I want you to make it personal. Okay, that you would make it personal. This is a personal invitation from us by the power of the Holy Spirit, asking you to come out so that God can move in your life the way that you're desiring Him to move. So go online to register for that wonderful Bible study at restorechurch.ca. And once again, if you don't have a church home, come join us every Sunday, you know, at 10:30 Valley View Road, 1621. Or we get many friends that stop in when they're passing through town and join us on Sunday morning. We'd love to see you and shake your hand. This is Pastor Jeff.
Pastor May.
We love you. God loves you. And remember this.
Jesus is risen. Victory is assured.
Give me the word.
Thank you for tuning in to Give Me the Word with Jeff Edwards. For more faith-building messages and resources, visit us online at restorechurch.ca and download our app today. Remember, Jesus is risen. Victory is assured.